Thomas Proben, Polish-Russian Jew, raised Catholic in the greater Detroit area, out in the suburbs in Redford, about 30 miles from Tiger Stadium. And so I went to school. I went to church every day before. I went to church before I went to school. So I went to church for every day for 8 years. And as a 7-year-old boy, I believe I had a relationship with God. I used to talk with him. But one of the best things while I was in sports, all the sports, got into golf. But I moved to Charleston, South Carolina to play golf with the 1938 Masters champion, the 1939 PGA champion. He beat Byron Nelson in 37 holes. He won 25 of the championships. He's well known in golf. Without him, there is no Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, or Sam Snead. So behind the curtains, he influenced their lives. We wouldn't even hear about him. They would be just one of the Joe Blows on the tour. And he played with Bobby Jones, Walter Hagen, Gene Sayers, and all these greats. And but I went there for golf, but God had other plans. And I met another friend from Michigan, another pro friend of mine came down, and his name is Larry Roy. He went to Vietnam, and out of 33 guys in a platoon in the Army, in 18 months, and the enemy was in the parking lot, he was right here for 18 straight months, and he came back one of the 11 guys. He was one of the 11 guys that came back. And so in 78, he wanted me to go to a tent revival. I ain't going to a tent revival. Tent revival? Nah, I ain't going. Well, I should have went, and I'll tell you why later. But in March of 79, he says, I'm going to get baptized. And I says, baptized? Well, I want to be baptized. I'm following Jesus, and Jesus was a... He was 30 years old when he got baptized. Well, I'm 27. I'm going to do it before Jesus. I want to do it. So we were both Catholics, and we were going through the Catholic Charismatic Movement, and the priest would get up there with his guitar, and he would do everything against normal procedure. Stand up, sit down. He wasn't into all that. He was into, he must have known Jesus. Because he would take songs that are not in the church hymnal. And but my friend Larry was also going to a non-denominational church that God was trying to start. Called Joy Fellowship. I can't even remember that. And it was in a Charlestonian home. And all I can remember, the living room was bigger than this room right here. And it was like probably about 30-ish people in there with a big fireplace. And I remember the preacher. He had a Bible probably about that big. And he had it open. And you could see his fingers. And he was about 6'8". And he was a big guy. And he wasn't the pastor. He was an evangelist. And I got there and I went to my Catholic Mass in the morning. So I went to this, I was open because of being through the Catholic Charismatic that I would go to this meeting. And so I went there, and I'm sitting in the back folding chair, and the guy just talking to me. I don't even know what the words were. All I know is something inside here. Reached my salvation moment. That there was a bird. And later someone told me that was the Holy Ghost, the dove. It was inside me and wanted to get out of this cage, wanted to be free. And I didn't know the word of God enough, but the words that came to me were, and then I felt my yarmulke, being a Jew, and a yarmulke is a little hat, a saucer of a hat. And I felt this presence of a hand or my yarmulke. I thought it was my yarmulke. And on my head, and your sins are washed away and you're whiter than snow. And before that, I knew something was taking place because I grabbed the chair and I closed my eyes and I knew I was going to cry. And I just wept harder than you could ever imagine. And I wasn't loud. Water was just coming. And I would just... But I knew my sins were washed away at that moment. And it was like... The experience I had was... It wasn't me choosing God. It was Him coming to me and saying, "You're mine." I didn't know what an altar call was. I thought the preacher was finished, so I wanted to go up to meet him, and he wasn't done yet. So I had to sit down in the front, and then after that he prayed over me, and then later with this pastor Ron Looney. We went to about 25 of us, and my friend Larry went, and we got baptized. We had lunch. We got baptized in the ocean when they were Hobie Cat, and everybody's looking at us. You know, they're all, you know, doing things on the beach, and we're all in ladies and men. We're all in decent bathing suits, and we're out there, and everybody's, you know, and it was just a beautiful thing. You know, wrapped in towel, come out of the ocean, and so I went there for golf. But God had something else in plan. And I lost my identity because nobody knew me in golf in Charleston, but they knew me in Michigan. So by losing my identity in golf, God gave me a new identity in Christ Jesus. And that was March. I don't know the... I wish I knew the day, but I just knew it was in March. And I knew that because I was engaged to get married in February, and that was broken off before March. And in March, right after that, I came to Christ. And that, so being washed, and I found out later with Psalm 51:7, purge me with hyssop and I'll be clean. Wash me, Lord, and I'll be whiter than snow. And that thing was, I found out that was my sister's. That word came to her when she got saved in the parking lot of a church in the mid-90s with my sister-in-law leading her to Christ. Your sins are washed away and you're whiter than snow. And that's it. And it's that seed of faith is in me. And when it gets in the dirt and being washed and given sunlight, heat from the Word of God, now I can see that there is something blossoming. Before I didn't see that. I never did see the seed of faith. I knew it was there, but I never saw it. But now there. Something's growing, and it's growing in all of us. We just look, the Word of God is letting that seed of faith grow in us. And that's where I'm at.
Well, good. Very good.